So the Shulchan Aruch is going to divide up our fruits into three groups. The first group is called Zeisim Anovim, which are fruits which are made for the purpose of producing liquid. The Torah says, you know, defines the liquid of what comes out of Zeisim Anovim are considered a real mashka. They have a lachos of mashka, lagabi tumas mashkim, lagabi the lachos of heksher. Yain and shemen are considered a liquid. So there's an issur d'oraisa to do schita on them. Schita is a toldah of dosh. The melacha of dosh is you take the kernel and you break it off from the stalk. So here I'm taking the liquid and I'm breaking it out of the shell which is holding it, which is the fruit. So that act of breaking the two things apart is the schita is a toldah of dosh. Finally, also in relation to the base of hay. Not only did Chazal say that you're not allowed to do it, but Chacham came along and said, so the liquid flowed out on its own. You cannot use that liquid because I were afraid you might come to squeeze.
I feel like I'm to squeeze more out.
Or if I can use the liquid, I'm going to go squeeze some grapes. I might forget. If any liquid which comes out I can't use, so I'll be more removed from the idea of using the I'm not going to come to squeeze grapes. I can't use the liquid. Even if these grapes were designated or these were for the eating purposes, so I'm not going to squeeze them. I was planning to eat them. No, because all said that the liquid which comes out is also to use. That's group number one. Group number two is tusim very minor, your berries and your pomegranates, which. Those, we say that in general, those are not on this level, say some of them, the purpose of making juice. But the law is, since it was normal to do them, the Chum made its usher the Sachta, so they're also their abundant to do skit on them. And if the liquid came out on its own, so it depends. If I bought these berries to eat them, or I bought these pomegranates to eat them, so then, malach is mut. The liquid comes out is mut.
Rabbi, what's a practical, like today, like you go buy a jar of.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Remember the mashkin. So if you have, if these items were bought, or you know, for the purpose of you plan to juice them, so then the malach of the juice which comes out is us. Mishar kol haperis. Other payers which are not zeisim anovim, not tusim b'rimonim, mutter l'sochtan. You're allowed to squeeze them. Okay.
What? So the only reason is because it was common for schita on these items,
yes.
But it's not common for schita on, like, let's say, apples or oranges.
Correct. And this will change. We'll see. We'll see in the Mishabura. What do you need to change the halacha of these items? In other words, for example, nowadays. You have grapefruits. So grapefruit juice is a very common thing. Orange juice is a very common thing. Apple juice is a very common thing. So where do they fit into the picture? They're obviously going to get bumped up from the bottom of Drago.
Okay.
They're not charcoal payers. It's like banana juice, on the other hand, even though there's such a thing as banana juice, but 99% of the banana people don't use bananas for banana juice. So if a person wants to squeeze out his bananas to get juice,
that's
mutter. That'd be mutter. Right, a person wants to squeeze tomatoes to get juice, I think you have a problem. Tomato juice is a very normal thing.
Right.
The question is it like tusim b'rimonim or is it like zeisim anovim?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right, you're saying in the other, meaning if the juice already comes out from it, are you going to be
so the nafkamina is, so if I have grapes sitting in a bowl and I see some at the bottom of the bowl there's some grape juice, you know, gathers
right.
There, I can't drink that juice.
Right.
If I would have some peeled oranges sitting there, or some grapefruit sitting there, and the juice fills up in the bottom. I think, can I drink that juice? Well, it depends. I was planning to eat the grapefruit. Since I'm a lachila, so if it's like tusim b'rimonim, it's mutter. If it's like zeisim anovim, it's also.
Right.
So
what does that mean? If it's like meaning that it came out on its own.
If we give it halachic status of zeisim anovim, even if it comes out on its own, it's also to drink. If we give it halachic status like tusim b'rimonim, so then. And since I'm planning to use it for achila purposes, so that it comes out of its own mutter.
But zeisim anovim, that is specifically where you squeezed it. You did a maisa, and by
no. The law is by zezun, even if it comes out on its own, it's also.
Rebbe, what's the like ramifications? Like, Rebbe's example of the grapes. So, what if there's water that's also mixed in with the juice on the bottom? Like, you know, you wash the grapes, and it happens to be that juice came out into it, but there was also water there, so it was diluted. So
there is there's a dinner bittul. As soon as it comes out, it goes immediately into there. It's not. So there's a dinner bittul.
I'm just struggling with how does. I just, you know, zesem and an oven, you don't typically get juice ma'atzman. I don't know, I'm not familiar with, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, juice doesn't just naturally come out of an olive.
If it's salt, I mean, pre-salted or something, I don't know, like that, I mean, it's possible.
I have no idea.
No, that's what I'm saying, they don't come out, like, an orange, it's very natural, you know, as you're peeling an orange, juice comes out. When you're doing it, your own derech, you know, your derech achil on an orange,
okay.
Juice comes out. Zesem and an oven, the derech achila doesn't create juice unless you first want to squeeze your.
Let's say it doesn't, but in case where it did, what's the loch?
If you have an overripe fruit or something like that, it's very possible that juice can just come out of it if it's. It's like on the verge of.
I don't have to squeeze it. I mean, listen.
If you take like a peach or something like that, it's very possible for stuff to come out.
You're getting stuck on a prod. I'm not sure what the prod.
I hear.
Yeah. Okay. So, the Ramah. Malkam Shanogo, Liskot Ezaperis, Lichus Meimov, Machma Soma Utanuk, in a place where it now became normal to squeeze these fruits because you're thirsty or because they're enjoyable to drink. So then it can do some rimon, so they bump up to just like to some rimon. So apples would have that status, let's say. He says, "Well, in logo lisoichtoi refua levad." The only time they ever would use it, they would squeeze it out. They would use the liquid which came out. It was a type of for medicinal purposes. That does not give it a status of a mashka and lochers. That's not going to be significant. Now. What calls the dafka lischot also? All of this history is either schita or if it came out on its own. Avo muter limtzois befiv mina novim hamashka shebehen. I can stick a grape in my mouth and suck out the grape juice from the grape. The kolshken bishar devorim. If it's muter by a grape, obviously it's muter by any other type of liquid. However, yeshoisim limtzois bepeh mina novim bechiyotzebehen. Some say that it's usher to suck out grape juice, the juice from the grapes. However, the Mishnah will point out that's only if I'm holding it next to my mouth and I'm sucking. If I stick it in my mouth, I can do whatever I want. Once it's in, I can do whatever I want. Or even half. For example, I can't suck it with my mouth, according to this opinion.
So according to this opinion, you can't like bite half and then suck it inside and then eat the rest of it. You'd have to put the whole, like sometimes, like, I don't know, like, when you have a kid, right? So you bite a little bit off in order to give a piece to the kid. You don't want to eat them a whole grape, right? Because that's dangerous. But if you give them a piece of a grape, that's fine. So, but what about then? Like when you already bit a piece off, and then you still have stuff coming out from the other half that you're planning on eating or whatever it is that does that fall in the same category?
When was the mashka hayotzim him in that situation become usher? I don't think so. Okay, let's see, Mr. Baruch. Usher l'sochton. So zaysim and avim it's also the duskita basoichto el chayim mishum mafarek to hutoldo the dosh. So this goes under the skita of zaysim and avim is malach of the raisa. It's part of goes under the category of dosh. Other examples where you have that, which are, you know, again, the common example which we don't have, we're not really pulling kernels off of stalks of wheat, but skita is nageya, it's nageya, a woman express. Nursing, it's again an animal, you know, a person would have a farm. Those are the derises. Vayin lebe simeration and bays, there's some nisparad linyan, tinas hakara mi boi jem al tzeisim anovim, manshah mashah ksavda, mishaburas if cotton, mem bays. Okay, so there it deals with, and we'll talk about this a little bit later on in the next sif, if you crush it before Shabbos to the point where the liquid is ready coming out. And the issue of the liquid coming out is because you might go squeeze it, but if it's squeezed, it's crushed to the point that squeezing it will not really add anything. So there's no issue to the rice to squeeze it now. So the liquid coming out, there's no reason to make it osir, because the reason why the liquid is osir is because there you might squeeze, and you squeeze. So that's what we'll talk about that more in Sif Beis, really. Not sure why he had to stick it in over here. The example over there was that they would put it into the press, and they put this heavy piece of wood on top. It's called the kura, the beam on top, which would press it down. And they did that before Shabbos.
Maybe does the process have to be done before Shabbos, or can it still be leaking juice during Shabbos?
He was leaking juice on Shabbos, as long as he set up before Shabbos.
Uh-huh. Okay. And that wouldn't be a problem of, like, Nolad or something like that, that it wasn't there before
Shabbos? The one issue with the deals over there is, are you allowed to set this up before Shabbos going into Shabbos?
Right.
Like, so the answer is yes. Uh-huh. It's like I'm allowed to set up. Over the Reishon Beis deals with things that you're setting up from before Shabbos going into Shabbos. That's the simon. Uh-huh. So I'm allowed to set up an irrigation system going, irrigating my fields before Shabbos. I'm not allowed to set up a mill going because it makes too much noise. So people will draw attention. So even though I'm not doing anything, I set up before Shabbos and it's grinding on Shabbos, can't do it. So go, so listen, what's awesome, what's more to, that's the issue which is dealing with over there.
Okay.
Number one. Then it says, okay, now that you've done that, what's with the liquid? Is a liquid which comes out osir and mutter. Right? So if the you set it up early, you've crushed the grapes before you put it in, which they used to do sometimes, or you put it up like way before Shabbos, like hours beforehand. So by the time Shabbos comes, it's already crushed. It's not shaykh schita on these items still. If you put it right before Shabbos, so then theoretically, these things haven't been fully pressed. Now, skita would still be applicable to them, so then it would be innocent on the liquids. That's the issue over there. Okay. Even liquid comes out of the zonas osir, gimel, exer, shem, and yogur, lesachta, lechachila, because you might come to squeeze it. If I can use the liquid, I might squeeze it to get the liquid. So they said, you know what, let's stay away from that.
Was that a getter, or was that...
Durban. That's Durban. Ella, chila. Even though you bought these grapes to eat, so you're not really planning to squeeze them, so still the liquid is also. How much kibbutz and achila? You gather them for achila. Nowadays, our virgin is buying them. Okay, they dealt with actually gathering them. But now, given the rumen l'skita kaima, usually they're squeezed. Nichalei b'hamashka shazav. He would like to use the liquid. Shema yimolech aleim l'skita. Says okay, tak. Okay, so I'll take the juice. Now. Tuzim remind him. Also l'sochta. Af sheshet stamayo oimdim l'achil. Even though you had no intention specifically to use them for mashka, they're oimdim for achila purposes. Halom esim b'nei odom sechtum esom k'zeisim adom. Some people do squeeze them. Asur rabonon otu zeisim adom. Because I'll say that's also because if you can squeeze these, you might come to squeeze zeisim adom. If they came out on its own. Depends. If you have these items for achila purposes, the achila, so then the liquid is mutter. If not, it's us. If it's for liquid, not the mishmar lachila. The lo nichalei b'mashas zava. You don't want the liquid coming out because you want to eat it. You don't want the liquid. Well, that could mix Hashem and Yisrael. It's not going to say he might go squeeze it. Now, v'imloni skaven beis kibbutz lo lachila b'lo mashka rak stoma. He had no thought. He went out to the backyard, gathered in the berries, had no plans what he's going to do with it. Eat it, make the liquid. He hasn't decided yet. Osir. You have to have since mashka is an option by you, so the gzera still applies. The only time the gzera doesn't apply is so I'm not going to squeeze it. I don't want it. I'm not going to want it for mashka. I want it for achila. So then the mashka is mut.
Rabbi, we say the stam das today is that when you go to the store and you buy, it's for achila purposes and not for drinking purposes, and therefore for mashka, and therefore today, even if you went to the store and you bought, let's say, strawberries, or you bought blueberries, or whatever it is,
I would say so.
Is
this
stam is for
achila? Right.
Okay.
Mutal achila. So the other fruits, basically, the for achila purposes. Molecular boil the mashkin. People don't use it for liquid. So it's not. We don't deal with them as if it's a liquid coming out. We deal with it as if you're cutting a fruit in half, putting half the fruit here and half the fruit there. Well, this half the fruit happens to look very liquidy. It really is. It's just a piece of fruit. That's how we look at it. And even at this point, this fellow actually did it for the purpose of a mashke. So the law is, but these things, you know, again, before the Ramos, before it came normal to do it, which is the case that the Ramos is going to say, we'll change the status, right? But a person who squeezes bananas is but the date to call out. Now, comes along the Ramos and says, however, Mokum Shinogu, so then it's like Tuzim, very minor. Now, the Lashon of the Ramos is in a place where that is the minik, which means, so it's usher in that place. So if I travel to a town where there's people are making banana juice all over the place, so in that town it's usher to squeeze bananas, but it doesn't make it usher back in my town where in Silver Spring to squeeze bananas because they do it in Chicago. So the mash the boys welcome usher b'shar mekayim shori. Now. Take it one step further. This is a quote from the Morgan of Rome. Ach im aderech lahoylech hamashka shal haperis mimokim lamokim. Asa b'chal oylem. If it came normal to export this, and all of a sudden there's banana juice sitting on the shelves in Magruder's coming out of Chicago, right, that becomes now a normal thing to do. That's also the Morgan of Rome says. B'chal zel adas Ramah. That's how the Morgan of Rome understands the Ramah.
But Rebbe, just because they do it in Chicago, and it gets processed and it gets sent here as an item. That's now according to
that's considered like Tusim Rimor, and it's not considered something which is normal to do.
According to it might still be normal to do in Chicago, but it's being processed and it's being shipped here. That doesn't mean that it's still normal to do it in Silver Spring. It just might be that. I mean, you're saying because people are going to buy it, it becomes normal.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if they're exporting it, it's because people are drinking it.
Well, I understand that, but, I mean, like, you'll find, like, in grocery stores a lot of times, like, they'll bring in some items, like, you know, just like...
Yeah, I mean, it's normal to bring it. I mean, you go to an exotic food store. If this became a normal thing to do, so that would create the problem. Now, this is how the Morgan Rome understands the Ramo. Well, Morgan Rome, Herak Binyan said, the Morgan Rome, however, himself says, Umaska Nosoi, like this. If it became known there's a place where they do this, it's not a full city, right? But in that neighborhood there's a tremendous amount of bananas, and they start there and say, well, you got a lot of bananas, what do you do with bananas? So you can make banana pie and bananas, you know, let's make banana juice, right? You got a lot of bananas, so they make banana juice. So the Morgan of Rome, Osir Machmazel Lischa Bechola Mokum, Machain Koska Kamachrena. So if it now becomes Osir to do it anywhere. But, I cost the Morgan of Rome, the Morgan of Rome adds a Kanach. The Dafka Beinian Shim Hoyolachola Oilam Paris Harbe Kaelu Hoyosertim Besal. Why don't I squeeze bananas? Because how many bananas do I have already? But if I would have the same amount of bananas as they have in Colombia, I'd also be squeezing bananas. Right? So it's not I have a shita against, but I'm against banana juice. It's just I don't live in the same circumstances they live. So it means this is called a normal thing for what they're doing. So then it becomes a normal thing to do.
But according to this, there's even like, let's say, even in Colombia, if you were in a smaller, like, shtetl or whatever it is, I don't know what you call them in Colombia, but whatever it is, you're in a small little, like, you know, place. Right, where let's say maybe you don't have as much access to bananas, but even though rove people in your whatever area do have access to this mass amount of bananas, it would still be usher to the people who don't have a lot of access.
Correct. That's his point. So once it becomes normal, the only reason why I'm not doing it like them, the only reason why I don't do it anywhere else in the world like them is because we don't have as much as they do. So it's not bottle daito. They're the kaveh. If the reason why we don't do it because we think it's weird, and even if we have a lot of bananas, you still wouldn't do it. So then you say, Batal Daitim. Blav Hachi, I'm reading Batal Daitim. And the Rir Locha raises some issues with this approach of the Morgan of Rum. Okay. Now, the Mishabura's point, the Bir Loch's problem with the Magen Avraham is the other way around. There is the Magen Avraham creates a kula. Now, I'm in Colombia, and in Colombia, there's a lot of bananas, and people are squeezing bananas, making banana juice. But everybody else in the world thinks it's bananas, high banana, because Morgan, bananas are weird. Squeezing bananas is weird. So it's Bala Daita, and therefore Zuck the Magen Avraham, I'm allowed to squeeze bananas in Colombia. The Bir Lacha says that's not true. But that you know, but if, when you're in Colombia, you can't squeeze bananas. That's what people are doing in Colombia. Okay.
Even though that's what they're doing in Colombia.
Because that's what they're doing in Colombia. The Magen Avraham is saying it's, if you hold, if everybody else would do it, had they might. Colombia has extra bananas, so they squeeze them. Well, nobody in the world has extra bananas, they don't squeeze them. But had they had extra bananas, they would also squeeze them, so it's also in the whole world.
Right.
So at the Magen Avraham, but if the rest of the world says, listen, you know, extra bananas, even with extra bananas, we don't squeeze bananas, we think it's strange. It says, butler diet, and if you're allowed to squeeze it, even in Colombia, you're allowed to squeeze it. According to the Magen Avraham. The Bir Lacha says, no. In Colombia, it's also to squeeze, because over there, it's called normal. But the rest of the world, it's mud. V'hani agasim, pears, occur in Burnus, right, the type of Veloshan Ashkenaz, pears. Also, the Sultan, you can't squeeze pears. V'mnei, Shemadinus, Ashkenaz, Nogol, the Sultan, the Mashka, they would make pear juice. V'afshanim, Hoya, the Cholo, Elam, Harbe, Hoya, Gamgen, Sultan, if we would have as many pears as they have, we also might squeeze them. A pear, Shem, they're a cloud, the Sultan, Beshumok, Mutu, the Sultan, fill of the Mashka, V'chanal. If nobody does it, you're allowed to squeeze them. Now, comes along the Bach, but that's a Bach, Sha'osir, the Bach says, all of this isn't wrong. No, let's get this straight. How can you go and squeeze a fruit for a mashka purpose? Your mama's making a mashka out of it. Nobody else does it, but yeah, but you're making a mashka. The point of the Bach says that since these things, nobody does it, so why would anybody do it? Must be they're not really doing it for the mashka. I mean, so we assume he's not doing it for mashka purposes. What is he doing it? It's too liquidy, it's too sweet. You squeeze it out, and the fruit tastes better. So your goal isn't the liquid, your goal is the fruit. Yeah. That's why it's mutter. But you would go back and say, no, I want the juice. The Bach says that would be us. That's a Bach. He wants to make it sweeter. If you dig, you're squeezing it for the liquid, is also. Because of Shekhen HaMinig, and that's the minute. We do not need to be machmer on this Bach. That taka was the minig of that makom, like the Bach, you should not change the minig. But in general, we do not need to assume like the Bach. But you're not cautious for the Bach.
So, sometimes it's not clear to me.
Sorry.
When we say we're talking about schita, and we're talking about squeezing juices out of a fruit, I don't understand, what does it matter if it's the derech to do it on that thing or not? Because isn't the melacha just going on something of whether or not you're squeezing juices out of it?
Well, it has to be considered juice. Cutting an apple in half is mutter.
Right.
Right? It's cutting a strawberry in half is mutter. So if I want to cut it in half by putting liquid on one side and salad on one side, so the Bir Lacha asks, why isn't it berber? But why is it usher? That's all I'm doing.
What, putting the liquid usher? You're saying it's just a mixture of something.
Yeah.
Liquid and solids on different sides.
Right. So why is it usher? Because it gets the status of a mashka. So because status of a mashka, I look at the fruit as the shell. I look at, like, my paradigm is my stalk, my kernel attached to the stalk.
Right. Okay.
Or the shell around the nut. You know, that's the malach of Mefarik. Mm-hmm. So I'm breaking off the usable item from the shell. No, I'm not. So, well, yes, I am. This is the liquid, which I'm breaking off from the shell, which is holding it, the fruit. Mm-hmm. So if it comes something other than the fruit, I can look at it as two different items. I can say that the malach of Mefarik is applicable. But if it's all, it doesn't get a status of mashka, because who uses it for mashka? It's not mashka. This is liquefied fruit. Right, you know, you can buy what they call it. They call it spreadable fruit. This is liquefied fruit. So liquefied fruit is not a mashka. So that's not called. I'm not breaking off my usable item, what I want, from the shell around it. I'm cutting an apple in half. That's mutter. So that's the problem. I ask it to status of a mashka to make it also.
Maybe what I don't understand is,
it makes sense.
I hear what you're saying. It still seems that whether or not. I mean, even an apple, let's say you do squeeze the juice out of the apple somehow, however you were to do it, you're still going to have apple left over. Is it saying, so Rebbe's saying that if you break down the apple, the only thing that's going to be left is the juice and you're not going to have any apple left?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the malacha is breaking apart, I have two things. One is chaff and one is kernel. I break them apart and say, oh, now I have what I want, and that's a dos. So, but taking the kernel, cutting it in half is not osir. I cut it in half. Well, I have one half here and one half there, but it's not the malacha. I have to give it, make it two different items to give it the malacha. So if I look at this as a salad, this is a liquid, it's a new thing called a mashke. So I broke apart the mashke from the thing which was holding it. So I did a malacha. If I don't look at it as a mashke, I didn't do a malacha. What do? I cut a thing in half. That's what the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is. We look at it as mafred oichel me'oichel, the Mishnah Berurah in Zion. He says, if ain't shame mashke l'yotze mehem, v'havi kir mafred oichel me'oichel. Right, that's what Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkot and Zion. We don't. It's not. If it's not a liquid, it doesn't have a status of a mashka. So this is a liquefied apple. So that's not. It's not apple juice. It's liquefied apple. Here's apple solid, and here's apple liquid. So that's apple and apple. So I cut apple in half. That's not the malacha. The malacha, I have to break apart this item from that item. So it has to be two different items.
Bachar saying that if some, let's say you took an apple and you squeezed it, now you're left with an apple, but the only purpose of you squeezing the apple was in order to make the apple itself better, that would be mutter?
That's the case with the Bachar is saying the case of the Shulchan Aruch, group number three, sharp hair is a mutter, is because since people don't drink them, usually when a person's squeezing sharp hair, he's doing it just to make the fruit taste better. But if I would go and take even that fruit and squeeze it to get the liquid,
right, that
would be
awesome.
Right.
So it's only going in that case. He would still agree in the case of Zaysim and
correct.
She says,
you don't have to worry about it. Even according to the Bach, obviously, it's only if you're using it to make it a liquid. Let's say I want to squeeze it out to make a dip.
What's bakara? Oh, in the pot.
Bakara is a plate. I want to make a dip. D-I-P. A dip. Right? So the dip is going to be, so I'm going to dip it into this fruit juice. That's olive oil in there. That's olive oil. So I'm going to dip my bread in it. That's wonderful. But right now you made olive oil. So that's awesome. But over here, I'm squeezing my bananas to make banana juice to dip my bread in banana juice. It says, but my goal is, at the end of the day, it's not going to function as a liquid. It's going to function as a thing to get absorbed in the salad, be eaten with the salad. So I didn't really make it a mashke, even in that case, according to the boxes. That's, even though it became a liquid and I want it to come out, I want to use it, but I want to use it...
Not for liquid purposes.
But not for liquid purposes. I want to use it to be part of a salad.
You don't have a toching problem by trying to mash something like that?
Mashing is a problem. We'll get to mashing separately.
So this isn't mashing.
This is squeezing.
But you want it to make, like...
I don't know how to squeeze bananas, really.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, even an olive, I don't know how to squeeze an olive without the...
A press. We can have a non-pitted olive. You can have a pitted olive and squish it.
So
the malacha over there is not the malacha of getting the pieces into little pieces. The teich is I want little pieces. Over here I don't want little pieces. I want liquid. So my goal isn't the pieces. My goal is the liquid.
Is this the same thing that we were speaking about last night? That if you don't have kavana for it. Does
Tochen
have that same halacha like this? Like, let's say,
There is a het of Tochen, Derech Achila. That's, with this strange concept called Derech Achila, which is matter of Mabura, is also matter by Tochen. Which, Kavana would be part of the dividing element of that.
So when we say it's for the sake of Mashke, we must mean for drinking then?
Again, this is what he's saying, by these sharp hairs. If it ends up being, it ends up going to be a salad, it's mutter. By b'zeisim anovim, that's not going to be true.
So, the lemon juice is the common example I've heard. If one's squeezing lemon juice right onto their salad,
okay, that's a separate issue. Over here, because it goes directly into a food. Over here, it's going to sit in the bowl as a liquid.
So, can we have an example of that?
Rebbe, I know I do. I don't know.
We'll get the lemon juice into the fruit separately. He does that separately.
Do it also, but what you do is you can make a dressing ahead of time. Sometimes you just let it sit in liquid. But let's say fennel. I don't know if you know what fennel is, but fennel is it's a vegetable that tastes like licorice.
Okay.
Okay. So a lot of times what you do is you'll let it soak in lemon juice, but oftentimes what I've had it is you make the lemon juice mixture, which is lemon juice and salt, and then you dip in the vegetable into the lemon juice stuff, and you get the like the flavor or whatever it is from the vegetable. So I'm assuming, right, you're squeezing the lemon into a container, which
right,
is going to
so
sit there,
that, right,
and then
so
you're going to dip
I can squeeze lemons straight into a salad. I can't squeeze lemons into a container, even though I'm planning to use it as for salad later on.
So what's this example?
So what about a fruit? Like if I did the same thing.
It's only by something which is Sharpeyrus. Lemon's not Sharpeyrus.
So let's say you did it with an orange instead of with a lemon, you wanted to do it with orange.
Well,
juice.
Orange, we make orange juice. Again, anything which you normally make juice out of is not going to have this head.
All right. Okay, fine.
So practically, I don't know what's, you know, a person with, you know,
raspberry juice.
He wants to squeeze strawberries to make strawberry dip, you know, probably mutter. I don't think it's not there to make strawberry
now,
juice.
Rebbe, we're talking about, like, so what if you wanted to squeeze the juice into a solid to make, like to make a dip, but not really, it's not just the liquid, it's
okay,
liquid
we'll see. We'll see that later on.
Okay.
Then it does remind him, tapuchim kayom, apples at the Mishabura nowadays test, Gam can't dinner katus rimbonim because it's normal to make apple juice. Yesh mekamish nogel lischus mehem harbe. They make a lot of apple juice, apple cider. Achim tapuch mavushel v'sechet sheyetsim mimenu shari duhu sechet kol oichel mimenu. If you cook it and you're squeezing it to get, you know, if you take your cooked apple and all the fruit pops out, and your goal is to get the fruit. That's not what we're talking about. That's not the issue. Because you're taking everything out. Okay.
Rebbe, is there still a din by cooked fruit? The same iser? Like if you had a cooked apple or a cooked, I don't know, something and you wanted to squeeze the juice out of it?
Depends what you're squeezing it for. If you're squeezing it because it's too liquidy and you want to get the liquid out, you should be able to eat it because, you know, it tastes better. It shouldn't be so liquidy.
Let's say you want to drink the cooked apple juice.
You have a problem.
Even, you're saying even though it's cooked, it's not normal derech. Like an apple, usually, like nowadays, the way that we eat apples is we eat apples. I guess we eat also all apples cooked, so that's why it's a problem. But what about an orange? People don't usually eat cooked oranges.
Okay, if you cook an orange warm and then squeeze it out, that's not going to make a mutter.
Even though it's not normal derech achila to eat a cooked orange?
I don't think it makes a difference. Yes.
I don't understand. It sounds like you're trying to get the ochel out from the squeezing process, which sounds to me like mashing.
If I want to make it into small pieces, it's mashing.
No, I don't want to make small pieces. I just want to take, I guess you take a spoon. How do you get the ochel out of this apple? I guess you squeeze that. It's a cooked apple and you squeeze it out.
Right, and all of what happens is the peel of the apple bursts and all of your... My wife makes it, yeah. And the whole thing pops out.
Yeah,
right. The whole thing pops out, so you have the inside without the
peel. With your hand.
Yeah, I do with hand. I mean, I don't do it because I'm couth, you know, I'm not uncouth, you know, right? But it's a little bit, but theoretically you could. The next time we come together, we'll try and we'll practice it. I'll tell my wife that you're doing a halachic experiment.
On Shabbos?
But whatever. Okay.
And the
Chayyim
will do this on Shabbos.
Mutter is on Shabbos. So you want to squeeze, you want to suck the grapes. Mitam dein derech schita b'piv, because that's not the process of schita when you suck it. Chodavar shein darka b'kach lo gozer, but they didn't make the iser such a thing. Avagav the osher linoik me habehema filo b'piv. It's a fair shagamor. You cannot nurse, you cannot directly suck from an animal. Kosher muhla kamam sim shin chavches iflam et gimel, except for a case of chayli. The person needed raw, fresh goat's milk for his refuah. So chazal were makel because of the refuah, that he's allowed to do it if he does it directly from the animal. Hosam unikim in a behema enishin a gomer, that they're called bal chai linuk. Suckling is normal from the dad of the mother. So that's not called a shinui. Al hacha, it's not a shin a gomer. So the only remater at the tzarek refuah. I don't make grape juice by sucking out the juice out of from the grapes in my mouth and spitting into a bowl and making grape juice. That's not how you make grape juice. Mm-hmm. Right. Kolosh came to Shard the Bottom. So it's one of my grapes for everything else is sure. So you put your you put your bread into wine, and then you take the bread in your mouth and you suck out the wine. A little bit, I'm not saying it's necessarily derech eretzdik, but it's mutter. You can suck your sugar cane. All is mutter, according to the sheet. Now, but yesh oisrim by anovim v'chiyotze behem. Not only by novim, Hanofil Shad the worm and worm leal namalo, the middle group also. Vatam deazu, what's shot in the second sheet? The Sri Lagaria Dover Zemi Yonik Bina Behemu. Same way Yonik Bina Behemu is Osir, sucking with your mouth is Osir. The Gam Sham Hushinui, Lava Bekane Osir Chachamim. So same thing over here. Now, Zok, so who do we pass on like? What do we do? Vine Bel Yarabba Shakos. The Bezay Sima Novim Shitosin Mira Raisa. You're dealing with possible Issa deraisa, hanochin lahachim relim soitz afila befiv kisvar achroni. You should be machlas the second shita. Don't take a grape, stick it in your mouth, next to your mouth, and suck it. B'shar the worm ain lahachim by the other one should rabbanon. You don't have to be machlas. But said the mishnah, we start with the afila befiv. So enough ain lahachim rak kishu derek yanika levat. It's you're not eating it. You didn't stick it in your mouth. You put it next to your mouth and you sucked. Dano shemotzu som veino masimem l'sech piv. You're holding it next to your mouth. You're sucking out of the grape that you're holding in your hand. That's where you should be mach. Avli mesimin l'sech piv. You stick it in your mouth, and you in your mouth you want to instead of just chewing it and swallowing it, you want to suck on it. Umboit is a mashke mashach harchatzanim l'chus, and then you spit out the shell. Kliyama derech ma'ichalu v'chein mashem p'rima gadam. That's mutter. Every hold that case is mutter. Okay, now I'll tell you an interesting psak. So what do we do nowadays with oranges and with... So the lumdus of the Zesim and Ovim, because like he says that Stomim, over there, they are... It's called... Where is it? Ruben l'schita kaima. So you want the mashka, and therefore Shem Yimalach lem l'schita. So nowadays, grapefruits and oranges, especially those types of... You know, you get a juice orange. I mean, that's what you do with it. You make juice out of it. So Riyashu holds that they have a din like Zesim and Novim. In other words, they don't have a din like Tusim and Ranam, which called this normal do it, which is what you normally would assume. But he holds it, bumps up all the way up to Zesim and Novim.
What, you're saying grapefruits and oranges that are, that like, juice oranges?
He says oranges, stama. You know, it probably, I think it might depend on what type of orange it is.
Right,
but Nafkamina is... according to Yashiv, so the liquid which comes out on its own is going to be, you know, so I have a grapefruit, and I bought the Yabadid, right? And I'm eating it. So you cut it, and then there's liquid left in the grapefruit. So it's Oymed L'Achila, and the matcha came out on its own. So if you tell me it's like Tusim V'Rimoinim, it's mutter to drink the liquid. If you tell me it's like Zesim Adom, it's also to drink the liquid.
And when we say drink, we're talking about suck it off, mostly it's off the thing, off the like section of grapefruit or whatever it might be. Or are we talking about eating the grapefruit and there's the mashke on it?
No, you pick up the grapefruit, that's the problem. After you finish, take all the pieces of grapefruit out, there's I don't know about you, I take it and I squeeze it into my cup and I drink it.
Yeah.
And that's not on Shabbos. Not on Shabbos.
Right.
You have, there's all the liquid left. It's a shot of rice for it, and I'm incredible, you know. I think we would throw out all that good grapefruit juice.
What about, like, if Rebbe, you cut it into some, like, you're cutting, and then that juice falls into something, or even on the cutting board or something like that, and then you want to pour it into a glass, so that would be also a chora, the Shabbos. Right?
If what?
You cut the grapefruit, right? And then now, like, when you're cutting it, through the process of cutting it, liquid is coming out of the grapefruit onto, let's say, the cutting board or whatever it is that you're cutting.
Right, so that...
So that juice, you can't pour into a cup and just drink it.
Right. It depends. Well, obviously, it's Armad Lachila. I mean, the reason you cut it is because you want to eat the grapefruit half. So it's Armad Lachila.
Right. So isn't there a das that you want to eat everything of that grapefruit, even the juice that's coming out at the end? Or no?
But to some reminder, we say that if it's Armad Lachila, So the liquid, it comes out as mutter. But the mash gets also. But zarmer lechila by definition. That's why I'm eating the grapefruit.
Right. I mean,
that's the case. Right.
But if we're saying that this is considered like
zayis, but do like zayis and manovim, so I don't care. It doesn't make a difference. It's liquid's gonna be also. So Riashiv held was like zayis and manovim, and Rosh Hashanah held was like tusim reminded. Right. The nafkamina is, you know, is very common issue. What do you do with all the liquid left over inside your grapefruit after you eat out the section? There's all that liquid on the bottom.
Isn't it a vadai by oranges, though, anyways? By oranges, it's a vadai, because, when we say that rove oranges are anyways, rove oranges are grown for juice?
See, I'll tell you what the issue is. See, there's two ways to understand the lomus of zeisim and novim. One way to understand the lomus of zeisim and novim, the Torah called these mashkin. The Torah gave a halachic status of yayin, a halachic status of shemen. Right, it has too much mashka. It has machshir. That doesn't. Orange juice is not a machshir. The bracha on orange juice, but still, like most shittas, will still be shahakal.
I thought that's like a toast because it's based on the rove of what most oranges are.
Again, it's two ways. It's because of shart. So you know, b'diavad you make a bread, you get eight on orange juice. B'diavad you be yotzei. B'chachila you make a shahakal. Same, but it's not. It doesn't have a din of a mashka on the raisa level. It would not be makabel tumas mashka, even if it became every orange in the world is made for that purpose. But the Torah gave us shame mashka on two things. So that's the lamas of the Gemara. So then you can't make it as a zaysim another.
Right.
If the lamas of the Gemara is depend on what the derech is, so then it'll depend on what the derech is. Okay, we will hold it.